Many of you have requested this topic, ozone. Here's what I realized, however. Most people don't even realize what it is, and they definitely don't realize all the benefits of ozone. I interview one of the experts in this, Tom Lowe, and I'll tell you what, we covered everything from blood treatments with IV and UV light with ozone that you can get done in doctor's offices. And doctors, you should have this in your office. But we also talked about what you can do at home, like I do, twice a week. And they've made it really, really inexpensive to do that. We talk about that. How you can do it in your ears and how that affects your sinuses. How you can do it in your nose. I mean, we hit it all. How you can even do it on wounds, things on your skin. Anyways, we hit it all in joints as well because ozone transforms joint health. So from pain to autoimmune to cancer, we talked about it all. You need to watch this show. This is great stuff. Oh, even how to clean your washing machine with an ozone, $90 unit in vegetables. And so anyways, I told you, we hit it from food to joints to blood, you name it, in every condition there. But I'm telling you, ozone is an underlooked subject and really a therapy that really transforms lives. You're going to hear that and some amazing testimonies on this show. So stay tuned for this episode. You're going to love it.
Welcome to Cellular Healing TV. I'm Ashley Smith, and today we welcome researcher, teacher, designer, inventor, and the president of the SOTMED Conference, Tom Lowe. He's here to discuss ozone and its usage in healing modalities. He'll share data on ozone medicine, from how it works to what it can help. This is going to be an informative episode that can transform your healing and the healing of your clients and patients. You can actually visit myo3unit.com to inquire about utilizing ozone in your home or practice. All right, so let's get started and welcome Tom Lowe and, of course, Dr. Pompa. Welcome.
All right. There you go. Thank you very much.
Well, you know, I tell you, some people requested this topic. You know what, Tom? But I find that most people, they don't know the healing benefits of ozone. Matter of fact, I would say this, that most of the public, maybe not our audience, we have a pretty educated audience, but most people would say, oh, ozone's bad for you. You know, which of course, breathing in a large amount of ozone in the lungs is not good. But yet there's all of these healing qualities that we're gonna discuss today. But Tom, you and I go back. I speak at your conferences and have for some years now, and I appreciate that. But your whole SOTMED conference is based on teaching doctors how to implement this into their practice because it has that much of an impact on people. And it's been an amazing seminar every time. I always learn at your seminar, so I appreciate that.
Great. Well, it's an opportunity here to help a lot of people, and I guess that's what we're about. You know, if we can give something to people that's really going to help them, that is inexpensive, that is available. I mean, it's just one of those unknown secrets out there.
I know.
Ozone therapy, and everybody thinks ozone, and they think ozone hole, or they ozone pollution, you know, and they don't realize there's 40,000 doctors around the world that use ozone every day as a modality. So
yeah, and I want to start with this. Some people will be like, what is ozone? Does that happen when it rains outside? You know, and you're actually right. But let's start with what is ozone, and then we'll get into some of these applications, right? And I want to say this from the beginning, you know, for the public watching, I have my unit right here. I can't tell you how many of my clients have bought this because y'all have made it very inexpensive for a quality unit that our doctors, you know, have in their offices. Right. So hang in there because we'll tell you how to get this. And I believe it's something we should all have in our home. And you'll understand why, because there's a zillion applications for this. Right. Hey, and by the way, one of the things you gave me as a gift, because I spoke at the seminar, was the ozonator that you can use, of course, in a stinky trash can. You know where I used it, Tom? Is our washer. I ordered a new one. Washers develop mold, and the clothes have a stench to them, right? And I put it in there, and it worked. I was using peroxide, vinegar, you name it, to kill them all. The ozone after each wash, I put it in there. I'll tell you, it was an immediate solution to that stinky washer problem. And how much does that little unit cost that produces that ozone?
That's $90, and we've got that on a different website, but it's, that's Sweet Water Distributing, called a Fresh Thing. And to clean your vegetables, to clean your fruit, to get all the bacteria and virus. And I mean, like I mentioned, when I'm training, I mean, Whirlpool is going to put these into their fruit crispers, because it extends the life of the vegetables. So that's the kind of thing, you know, people don't understand. There's so many uses for ozone, and we're going to give you some medical ones. This is one that's
different. I think that's a good one to start with, just because people are like, okay, we're going to get into some medical amazing stuff with ozone.
Okay.
Right before the call, I was telling you, what's the proportion? Because I want to inject things, right? When you have aches and pains, put some ozone in there. Now, I'm not recommending that for you all, but I mean, I'm telling you, what I'm telling you is that we're going to show you how something as simple as rectal ozone, and you can have your own unit in your house, will transform your life. And either, even how to put it in your ears. I'm telling you, just hang on. We got some amazing stuff here for you.
Yeah, that's great.
The vegetables. All right, Tom, let's back up. I mean, you know, ozone, what the heck is it? Is it dangerous? What are all these things we hear?
Yeah, and we do this usually in an 8-hour class, but that's okay. You know, the short of it is, ozone is a gas. It is oxygen that, when exposed to a spark, splits that oxygen, and you get an oxygen singlet, and it combines to have then three of the oxygen molecules together. It's very reactive, but you have those three oxygen molecules together. It's called ozone. And you can get that if you're outside or you're somewhere where you've got a thunderstorm and you smell that fresh smell afterwards. Well, that's the lightning going through the air and creating actually ozone. So ozone is naturally occurring. We have an ozone layer above our planet that is also activated by light hitting oxygen that's up there, and it creates again that O3, and that blocks our UVC light coming in, which is a good thing. We'd all probably be dead if it didn't.
Yeah.
So the ozone layer is up there. It's very thin. It's created with sunlight. We also have ozone and pollution. So the nitric oxide, the different exhausts that come from different vehicles or industrial, that too will cause a combination of the oxygen to create an ozone. People always think about the ozone level, you know, of pollution. Mm-hmm. And the issue is, it's very easy to test. Now, it doesn't mean, and it can be irritating to the lungs, but there's a lot of other stuff going on. The neat part is, ozone actually breaks down some of the pollutants too. So it's got a positive effect. But since it's so easy to measure, they say, what's the ozone level today? Well, that's what's the pollution level in some of these cities with inversion layers and so on. So we hear about ozone, but we never really think about it as a medical entity. It's really been a long time in world. Well, actually, go back to the turn of the century, and Tesla was the first one to patent an ozone machine.
That guy did That guy did it all, I have to say.
Technology
is in healthcare, and people don't know that.
Yeah. So that was around, but they couldn't control it real well. World War One, they used it because on gangrene and different exterior wounds and so on. They knew that it killed the bacteria, and so they used it that way, but they couldn't control it real well as far as volume and concentration. And that didn't happen until the 60s. A guy named Hansler from Germany, and they still make units, Hansler units. And they were able to then control, know, and understand what parts should be used with it. And so today's ozone generators are compatible with ozone and oxygen. And they, you know, pretty easy, small spark working that creates the ozone, like the unit you just showed there. So it's a simple unit. And the miracle is what that ozone does when it's put in the body.
Yeah. Yeah, no doubt. So, I mean, I already alluded to the fact that it can be used for aches and pains when injected into joints. It stimulates the body into actually healing, which is pretty amazing. So ozone has an oxidative effect, which I think that therein lies some of the confusion, because I think most people have been trained to think that oxidation is bad. Antioxidants are good. But we know that oxidation is actually how the immune system works, and the body uses oxidation to start the healing process. So, you know, talk a little bit about that so we can kind of set the stage for like why this may work in these different modalities.
Yeah, it's called immune modulator, but ozone goes into the system and it's immediately gone or absorbed into the albumin of the blood. It doesn't go into the red blood cells, it goes into the albumin. When it does that, it creates ozonides and peroxides, and these are the products. They're not reactive anymore, but they're traveling around the body, causing an immune cascade, if you can say it that way. And it's kind of a wake-up slap. It is, you know, exercise is oxidative in a sense. You know, you're causing a stress to the system, and we know preconditioning, we can do that before surgeries and help the body actually stress a little bit, is a good thing. So you can call ozone actually a pro-oxidant. You know, it's actually causing the system to say, okay, I need healing to this area. Wake up, let's get going here. So, you know, the oxidative stress. Now, if you're oxidatively stressed because of some chronic disorder and you try ozone and you feel miserable afterwards, we just added to your oxidative stress and you didn't need that. So yeah, 70-80% of the time it's not going to do that, but there are a few cases where we can add too much stress to the system, but it's pretty easy to tell. It's not going to hurt you.
Right.
I mean, CBD is a great, you know, it's one of those great issues that oxygen in the form of ozone really is. It's a safe modality.
Yeah, so I mean, we talked about it, you know, obviously they use it. Some people watching this may have heard of Prolozone, which is used for pain. I always say it's where you start when you have a bad joint. Prolozone, PRP, stem cells. So Prolozone is actually, the magic is in fact the ozone. We use a little procaine and then follow it with ozone, which does exactly what you said. It brings the immune system to the area for healing. So, you know, that's, did it start there? I mean, is that like one of the first original things or no?
No, you know, like I said, they're working with the bacterial infections on the skin a lot. And that was kind of the start of it. And I'm not sure who started the injection into joints.
Yeah.
And we just call it, you know, it's like there's prolotherapy out there. Are you familiar with that? A lot of joint doctors and number of shots, some of the same materials that they use, but they don't use ozone. And when you add ozone, it's just like the next level up. Plus, you don't have to have 10 shots around a joint. You do a single shot into the capsule, and that ozone then releases again, ozonides, peroxides, and calls for healing into that area. So it's a lot easier. When we do our mission trips, we were in Guatemala last year, Mexico the year before, been in the Philippines, we'll be in San Salvador this year. The majority of our work, although we will put some in blood, most of it will be putting it into joints and causing that healing reaction.
Yeah, it's amazing. It truly is. All right, but let's talk about putting into the blood, because that's a big part of what you teach doctors to add to their clinic. And we're basically bringing the blood out of the body. I've had this done many times, mixing it into an ozone mixture and then putting it back in the body. Explain what that is and why somebody would do this. Why would we put ozone in our blood?
Yeah, it's called major autohemotherapy. We aren't the inventors of it. The Germans were, and they found that if they could take a certain amount of blood out of the system and add ozone to that and put it back into the system, that they had all this healing response from it. Now, through the years, it's, you know, evolved a little bit. But I tell people there's about three ways we use ozone. We put it in joints, we put it in blood, or you do it rectally. Those are the major ones.
We're getting there.
There's a whole bunch of other ones out there. But the major autohemotherapy is chronic disorders, some of the autoimmune disorders, and like I mentioned before, it's often combined with UBI or ultraviolet blood irradiation. The two are synergistic. I've got a whole 20 minutes on the YouTube of ozone and UBI together, and people can look that up and watch. It's been tested. We've got studies. I talked to Gary Gordon years ago, and he said, that's like me finding chelation, you know, and I spent 100 hours just studying all the studies that were done to say, okay, how can we do this better? How can we make this the best therapy? And I think the United States has some of the cutting edge stuff that other countries haven't found yet. And so that's kind of exciting because we're seeing lots of...
You have a system that I think is, you know, some doctors may have heard of the 10 pass where they do it 10 times. You have a system much simpler. It takes about 30 minutes as opposed to an hour and a half oftentimes. I have it done every time I come to the seminar, and I always feel absolutely amazing afterwards. Because we have a lot of doctors that watch this as well. Where can they get one of those units that do the ozone with the UVI? And that combination works really well.
Yeah. And the best thing, if they went to the SOPMED.org, that's our website, and they can go into trainings and they can see, and I talk about it more on there, and they can see this new high dose ozone. And so kind of interesting, Dan, just, you know, when you study this, you've got, you know, the Germans saying, well, we ought to use somewhere around 3,000. And then some of the ozone organizations in the state, no, we can use 4,000. When I say that, that's a dose. So it's concentration times volume. And then I can look at the Russian manual for that, and it says 9,000. So these 10 pass guys, 2 years ago, 3 years ago, said, oh, we can do this 10 times. We're putting in 140,000 micrograms. So we went from 3, 4, 9 to 140. I thought, are they going to kill anybody? You know, is this going to help? But after a couple of years, I thought, this is really helping people. And isn't it unbelievable? We can have small amounts of ozone that help, and we have this huge, you know, 140,000 micrograms of ozone. Doesn't hurt the patient and helps in some of these, you know, cases that just can't be helped with anything else. So we designed another system. We called it bypass, but now we call it high dose ozone UV therapy. And it's caught on quite a bit. It's being used around the country. We're training doctors, you know, every couple of months around the country in it. But yeah, ozone, what a gamut of uses. And here we are with now this high dose, which I think will catch on in the future. And
yeah, no, I think you're right. And you're doing a good job of educating more doctors. I think every, you know, clinic that is doing, you know, seeing these types of conditions, you know, need this as one of their treatments for sure. Even Lyme cases just respond very well. I mean, obviously, when you're putting this ozone, it's activating the immune system against infections, viruses, Lyme, bacterias, funguses. I mean, that's the nice thing. It crosses into many different types of pathogens as well. Mm-hmm. Parasites.
Yeah, it's non-specific, you know, so that's the hard thing for us to wrap around because we have a one pill for one ill type situation. So ours either trying to cover symptoms or you can't have five different modalities. And as you know, we need more sometimes. We need to address the diet and the exercise and the supplements and the faulty methylation or whatever is occurring. Ozone is one tool that should be in every doctor's toolbox. It's doing alternatives, you know, and just say, I need this tool. This is going to help my patients. It's good for the clinic. I mean, it brings in money, it helps patients, and it doesn't hurt anybody.
That's right.
And that's the kind of neat, you know, triumvirate there of what this stuff does.
Yeah, no, I agree. All right, let's shift gears, you know, what people can do actually at home. You said the three main things, right? Joints, which I've experienced and I've watched, you know, it just helps so many people. Yeah. It's inexpensive. You know, that's why I say start with that because it's way less expensive than say stem cells. And then we can do the high dose into the blood for these more serious conditions, which we hope more doctors get on board with. But the average person at home, I have utilized it with my clients and they buy their own machine at home and they can do this weekly by themselves. Rectal ozone, explain what that is because right now we freak maybe people out. And then and how it works and how it gets into the blood. And Tom, I've heard that for a lot of, maybe not the, the unit that you're doing with the IV and the way you're doing it, but for the way most doctors do ozone in their clinic, the rectal is just as effective.
Yeah, I've listened to some debates. Hansler will say it's 95%. Some of the other Germans said, no, it's 50%, but it really doesn't matter. I mean,
it is. Even at 50.
And 50 is great. I mean, and doctors, you know, they're earning a living, they're doing what they're doing, but there are patients that just can't afford it, or they have such a chronic disorder that they can't go to the doctor every week, every 2 weeks, you know, for a long period of time, it would break them. So the rectal ozone is really an easy to do. I know it sounds a little gross at first, kind of like coffee enemas, right? But it's very easy to do, and it's very effective. I mean, what happens, and just, you've got the device there, but they need, very simply, they need an oxygen tank.
Yep, that's this. So explain that. This is the oxygen.
That's the medical tank. Now, the medical tank is fine if you can get a prescription from the doctor, and you can buy the green and silver tanks, or you rent them from a hospital supply. They're not they're inexpensive, $25, $30. And so that's the one thing. You need a regulator, and you can point to the regulator there. That hooks on, and that's got a pressure gauge on it. And you can see, I can see the needles up there, so he's got oxygen in there. And that regulates that down. And it's what's called a pediatric regulator, because we need to control these different levels. Now, that one's a specific one to the unit you have in your hand, the Stratus 3.0.
Well, you know what? Here's the thing, Tom. I think this is the perfect unit for a home unit, because people don't have to calculate anything, right? Because they go, okay, a quarter oxygen, and people go, oh, you're confused, right? You know, it's like, this is, okay, set the oxygen at 8, and that's it. And you hit the right number in the concentration of ozone. That really makes it simple.
It is a very simple one. And my son, Mike, was involved with designing this. I was involved with the design of the internals. So I know it's completely compatible. It's a good unit, sturdy unit. But
great.
Yeah, for a homeowner, it's the way to go.
Yeah, I love this thing. I use it a couple times a week. It takes me literally 5 minutes to do a rectal ozone, and it's a way to get ozone right into the blood, as we're explaining, and you can kind of explain that mechanism what happens more. But just so you know, the oxygen comes into this. It basically does what Tom said, right? I mean, it's basically turning the O2. It creates a free oxygen, a singlet, and then it comes back together as O3. Very simple. And then it comes out this tube as ozone, or the other tube that I connect here. I don't
on the front, right, with
it
your
comes bag. Out of here. And then so I can take this little inflation bag. Am I saying that right?
Insufflation.
Insufflation, thank you.
There you go.
Insufflation. I screw this on here. Simple as that. I fill the bag up. When that bag's full, that's exactly the perfect amount to do for a rectal ozone. And then I take it off. I screw it on a little catheter thing, smaller than this.
By far.
Yeah, and put it maybe this far in the rectal ozone. They can watch your YouTube video.
Yeah, they can.
An idea how easy it is. And I push the bag in. That's it. I'm done. So, I mean, that's how easy it is. And again, watch Tom's video, Tom. Did we say how to get to the video to watch?
Yeah, they just type in YouTube, rectal ozone therapy. I've got a couple of them now, but I hate to say it's my most famous video, but it is, you know, claim to fame. There it is.
It's probably because when you actually showed your butt, Tom, it's probably really just people wanted more of that.
We don't go there, Dan. We don't go there.
For a minute there, you
it's,
got like,
it is very easy. On. Yeah, when people do it and they realize how easy it is to get a therapy, that, you know, you go to the doctor, it's going to be $200, $250, $300 to have a therapy, and you can do this in home, you know, in 5 minutes, like you say. The longest part, if you want to, is cleaning out the catheter, which you can use over and over and over.
I take some peroxide and spray it in, and
Comes with a couple syringes, and it's so easy.
Exactly. Yeah. It is easy. And I have to say, you sell this unit, because like I said, many of my clients have bought them. It's like under $1,000 for.
Yeah, it's under $1,000. Yeah. And, I'm the UBI guy. I'm the trainer. And Micah, my son, we've worked together for years and years. And how many companies I've started, Dan? It's like 16, 18, 20. I didn't need another one. So he took that on, and he's done a great job with it.
Yeah, you're not even selling this unit. Telling them,
great.
Your son does that. And I wanted to make it available for the people watching, obviously, because we talk about ozone. In the past, we have. But it's you have to go to a doctor and spend $200, right? Said. But this is a way you can do it all the time at home. And then, before I get to that, so explain, so people are probably thinking, you're putting ozone rectally. Well, how does that get into the bloodstream, and why is that beneficial? And is it bad for my microbiome? Answer all those questions.
Sure. Rectal ozone has been around a long time. And I got to speak in Cuba a few years back, which was kind of interesting, ozone conference, but they are the ones who have really done tens of thousands. They don't have the money for drugs. They don't have all of the things, but they can use rectal ozone. So they had a ozone hospital down there, and they did tens of thousands, did quite a few studies on rectal ozone. Basically 200 cc's at about 40 or 50 gamma. That's the quantity that they put in, which is about 10,000. Now, it's nice to evacuate first, have a bowel movement, get rid of it, or it's even better yet if you're coffee enema people. This is the double kick.
That's really that, oftentimes that's what I do. I don't always do that, but that's what I do. I do the coffee enema clear, and then I do the ozone.
Another one of those things that people are going, really? But really? It's easy. Then you're cleaned out. Then you can throw this ozone in. And what it does, it absorbs into the mucosal lining there. The portal veins are right down there. It's carried up to the liver and then transferred throughout the body as a systemic, in other words, a whole body immune system stimulant. So, we put it in the blood, it does the same thing, goes through the body, and you've got the stimulant or sometimes it'll even quiet down. So there's the idea of modulation more than stimulant. But rectal ozone is, you're going to lose half of it anyway with fecal material and just that kind of thing. And it's not going to all go into the mucosa, but coffee enemas help that. But if you don't worry about it. If you don't have bowel movement, still do it. It takes 5 minutes, literally. It is so quick, so easy, and it's just done. Now, the biome is farther up into the intestine. There's some in the colon area, but again, the studies that they've done, the little bit that I've read, and Bacci is the main guy, Valerio Bacci from Italy. If you've read his book on ozone and new miracle drug, he's the guy that I read and have read quite a bit of. So, he would say, no, there's no problem. I've talked to a few other people, Chris Shade and so on. No, there's not really any problem with damaging the microbiome, which is, again, farther up. We really don't go very far with this gas. And really, 2 inches is probably good to go up into the rectum. Your portal vein's right there. It's going to carry it right up. So very easy, very quick, I usually lube up with a shea butter, or, they can use olive oils, and I'll actually lubricate the anal area instead of trying to get it on that little tube, just lube up that way with some toilet paper and you're good to go. It slides in, you get used to it. I just stand up and do it. I don't know if you lay down, but you can lay down and do it. But
I've done stand up.
Yeah. And it's done. Roll the bag down. All the gas goes in, you hold it in for couple of minutes anyway, somewhere in there. But the idea that you have to hold it in for 30 minutes is a misnomer. The ozone reacts so quickly with either materials in the colon or the mucosal lining, it's gone.
Yeah.
And realize most of the gas that you put in is oxygen. Mm-hmm. It's like 95% oxygen, 5% ozone. So even when you release that gas later on, which you are going to probably.
Oh, yeah.
It's oxygen, that's what's coming out. So you know.
Yeah, I just try to hold it for 5 minutes. I know the whole thing that they used to tell people 30 minutes, that's nonsense, because you're right. It just, you know,
yeah,
5 minutes. Totally. And the reason we're even making that an issue is because, trust me, when it's in, you're going to go, uh-oh, I want to go. You know, you just have that urge, you know, creates the urge. So, you know, like you said, a few minutes even is fine. It goes in pretty immediately.
Now, that's a real great dinner conversation, you know. I remember years ago, we were at Thanksgiving, all the kids were making fun of all this kind of stuff I was getting into, this being one of them. And now I've got three of my boys that work with me in it. So it's not funny so much now, it's business, you know.
I remember the first time my son did it, right? He did it like in the evening. He wanted to try before bed. He had, I said, I don't know if it's good, because I get so much energy when I do it, right? I get energized. And sure enough, he wasn't able to go to sleep that night, because he did it like literally 11 o'clock at night. It took him two extra hours of sleep, because he just like felt like bounding energy. So it has an immediate effect. I mean,
The chronic disorders a little. Oh, you want to talk about that one? Go ahead.
We'll talk about that next. What were you going to say?
All right. Well, you know, just so people understand, I've got a list here that I usually do in the training, but any of the viral infections, the hepatitis, the influenza, the herpes, the mono, all of these things are covered when you're doing a ozone treatment. I mean, it takes three or four. You're going to know if it's helping you in three or four treatments. You go to the bacterial infections and the pneumonias and the different E. coli's and the different things that occur there. Again, it's positive. Joint pain, we've talked about a little bit. Mm-hmm. Inflammatory conditions, the arthritis, the bursitis, anything that's got an inflammation going on, an infection going on internally, you want to get ozone in systemically. Now, the joints, yeah, you can inject there, but you want this whole body kind of a treatment that's going to occur. Let me grab the next slide here. Circulation conditions, peripheral vascular disease. One of the main study areas on ozone has been in peripheral vascular disease, because you get microcirculation improvement, you get vasodilation, so the vessels are larger, and then you get more oxygen uptake because of the ozone-oxygen mix going through. And so then the same with UBI, but the two together, these neuropathies and the vascular disorders, these are really major players in that. And it's unfortunate, you know, conventional medicine doesn't use this kind of thing. Everything from the headaches, claudications, diabetic ulcers, they're all covered with the ozone. Autoimmune conditions, I like UBI a little bit better than ozone, but the two together, again, synergistic. So fibromyalgia, lupus, rheumatoid arthritis, Raynaud's, scleroderma, MS, allergies. I mean, all of these things have been covered with ozone through the years. Another number have really good studies. Everything even to retinitis pigmentosa, tunnel vision. You wouldn't imagine that.
Yeah.
But again, it's been one of the positive things that the Cubans did and showed, hey, this really helps. I have a guy in our church that had that, and it finally got to the point where he couldn't drive. I said, hey, I got something you want to try, rectal ozone. It has stopped the progression of that. It's been 2 years now. And, you know, it usually just keeps closing up and closing up and closing up until they're looking through a pencil. And this has put that to bay for this fellow. And, you know, you're just glad to be there to help him a little bit. A lot of people you talk to and they go, what? Well, is it covered by insurance?
Yeah.
I say no. But, you know, you get desperate and you finally go, okay, I've got COPD. I've got eye issues that I want to try it on. I got psoriasis or severe acne in so many areas that ozone has proven to be a positive therapy. I mean,
I had a client. We were giving to her for another reason. And she said, okay, in 1 week, my acne went away. So there you go.
Yeah. That's one of the things I'll mention. Micah has a great cream, and it's called Honest O3. I don't know if you've tried it.
I have it right over there.
It's really, I mean, we looked at the different ozone oils, and, you know, you can get safflower, you can get olive oil, you can get hemp oil, you can get some really strong ones, some weaker ones like jojoba oil. But he found a company that's mixing this with another blend, and it has a better shelf life and has better effectiveness. And I'm not sure why, but he's tested it out now for a couple of years. But honesto3.com has a really good ozonated product for skin.
Yeah, no, I really like that product. Use it on everything. So, all right, let's talk about some off uses now. All right, this, we could put them in and then connect this to where the ozone comes out, right? So we connect, and now we're being able to project the ozone directly into our ear canal, which obviously it dissipates beyond that. It's a good way to get it in, you know, in and around the brain. But talk a little bit about that procedure.
Yeah, and this is some of the other areas that people don't realize. Like I say, the major ones we've hit on, you know, putting it in the ears, any ear inflammation, infection, and I've heard lots of different people have used it. A little more anecdotal, the issue is you do have to moisturize the inside of the ear, either send it through a bubbler so it picks up some moisture.
I just take a little water.
Yeah, you can take water and get it in there and get it nice and wet and then let it run for 10, 15 minutes. And you're going to put that ozone into an area that's critical if you've got issues there. The other one that's really interesting is nasal or sinus. A lot of people have sinus infections. And again, I talked to someone just the other day and they had tried, I don't know how many courses of antibiotic, nothing's working. And I said, you really need to do this. And again, they're kind of coming from the white coat world and they're kind of looking at it, but it's so easy to take a full breath, have a syringe with ozone, about 20, 30 gamma, take a full breath, inject that into each nostril, hold it.
I think I have mine.
You know, for about 30 seconds, you can just feel that ozone going up into the sinus cavities. There it is. And so there's a syringe. Now you've got a catheter on it. You could either leave it on.
Yeah, so what we do is we connect, we fill the syringe here.
Yep.
Okay, just it fills up.
Yep.
Unscrew it.
Yep.
Connect this catheter. And by the way, the same one, I mean, it's not, I just said the wrong thing. It's not the same one that I use in my rectum. However, it is the same syringe, meaning same one, but I have two different ones. You get the point. Anyways, you take the deep breath. That way you get air in your lungs, so it does go to the lungs. And then you put this up, and then you shoot it up into the sinus and hold.
Yeah, we don't have to take it all the way up to your forehead. It just has to go a little ways. But that's it. You're right. You take a deep breath and you can never breathe it. Now, one of the issues with ozone is it is an irritant to the lung. So the lung can't combine with the ozone. So it irritates it and you'll cough. So if you have coughing and it's, you know, with the ozone around, you got too much ozone in there, it's not going to hurt you, but it does cause a little irritation in the lungs. So if you take a deep breath, then inject that with a catheter or just in with a nozzle, hold it 30 seconds, it goes up into the sinuses, and it's really a great treatment. It's like you'd want to do a couple times a day for maybe 3-4 days. It depends on how your sinuses are and how that works. Your nose might drip for a half an hour or an hour, but that's part of what it's doing is going up into that cavity, a little bit of irritation.
So but it is we get a lot of people with cavitations, right?
Yeah.
So we do this after cavitation surgery. We do the ear and then we do the nasal, which you're going to be experiencing. So now you know. But you probably put that together yourself because, you know, that ozone just really, you know, when you get these cavitation surgeries, when I had mine done, I didn't have this. Otherwise, you know, my bacteria wouldn't have mobilized like it did because it actually moved into my neck and I didn't do things correctly back then. But anyways, but this will protect, you know, against that happening. So, and it helps heal. Right. I mean, it helps all these areas heal as well.
Yeah. And there are dentists that use ozone in their therapy. They inject it into these cavitation areas. They're killing the bacteria, that microbiome that's built up and all of this problem that we have of a toxic center being down in a tooth that has no blood supply but yet drips this toxin down into the body. Ozone is just a natural for that. So a biological dentist should be using ozone.
I mean, no doubt. And ours do. That's for no doubt part of the process, you know?
Right.
So yeah, I mean, just, it's amazing. I mean, it's such a simple thing, you know, it really is. And I know the people that have wounds, like diabetics that have wounds that aren't healing due to the diabetes, they have bags that you can put on that come, you know, you can buy with your unit, but you put it on and it helps the healing.
Yeah. And there's a whole, you can go on, there's a website, DRS, like doctors, and then ozone.com. This is where you'll find all the information. You aren't going to find it when you're buying a machine or all this, but there's a lot of information on that website. I designed that quite a few years ago, and then Mike has kind of rebuilt it into a whole full-blown videos and everything on just on ozone. So they can see limb bagging. So one of the areas is if you have an open ulcer or wound, you know, if you have a MRSA on there and it's not being handled by something, it can be very dangerous, extremely dangerous. So this kills, there's a sequence to doing it, but the first one is high levels of ozone, 70, 80 gamma, you know, for 10, 15 minutes, killing that bacteria that might be happening, you know, on that wound area. And then as you start to reconstruct, you lower the ozone. And so day 2, 3, 4, 5, you're going to have lower. And that shoves oxygen into that area along with some of the healing effects of ozone. And, you know, these ulcers start to go down and you go, wow, that's great. If you can do a UBI ozone, that's systemic. That's also going to help. So that is one of the ways they use it for skin conditions, diabetic ulcers, anything that's occurring where, what am I going to do? Antibiotics or ozone? Why take the easy one first? It doesn't hurt anyone, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I know most of the alternative cancer clinics now are using ozone as part of their process as well.
Yeah. Yeah, and I've talked about this. I personally don't believe it is a kill the cancer type thing. I know I've been in places where they inject into tumors and so on, but it is an adjunctive therapy. It's going to give you, you know, anti-inflammation, anti-infection, oxygen uptake, better oxygen utilization, better vasodilation, microcirculation. Those are all really positive things. You know, immune system, get going. So as an adjunctive, and I have a number of cancer clinics that use both the ozone and UBI, it's just part of their therapy.
Yeah.
They're going to try everything they can to help people. And a lot of times they have some other ways that they're working against killing, you know, or working directly against the cancer itself.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's amazing. You know, God provides for us everything we need. And O3, right? I mean, we know O2, we can't live without it. O3. I would argue you can't live without it either. I mean, like you said, it protects our planet.
Yeah. And, you know, let me comment on direct intravenous DIV, because these are some different things that are out there. And these have been debated because there is a way to put ozone directly into the vein. And it's ozone oxygen mix, low concentrations. Howard Robbins out in New York does a lot of it. Robert Rowan has done a lot of it. And, you know, there's a way to do it, but there are some precautions with it. It's not for the homeowner. And there are a few doctors. A number of organizations have really dismissed it, saying it's too dangerous. But, and I'd rather put it in the blood, too, and then put it into the system because you know it's totally safe. But DIV is out there, and some people use it. Some doctors use it. And it's, they're doctors. Hey, they can do it. There's a safe way to do it.
What are they claiming the advantages?
You know, I talked to Chris Shade on that a little bit from Quicksilver, and he said, I think it gives a little different response in the blood than putting it into the blood and then reinfusing it, more of a kick to it. It's quick. It's easy. I mean, a syringe and a butterfly needle and slowly infusing that gas into the vein. It is an ozone treatment. And again, the foreign entities realize there's probably 40,000 doctors that do ozone. We probably have 1,000 in the United States. So we're only 1/40th of what's going on out there. But a lot of times we're the little bit of a cowboy. We're the ones that'll try things that other people won't try. Mm-hmm. So DIV has been one of those things, and it's one of the things we consider on the mission field where training someone really carefully, because it's so inexpensive, it's pennies, basically, of oxygen, and you can get a full ozone treatment in about 10 minutes. But it's got its cautions too. So I wanted to mention DIV, that's out there. I want to mention ozone saunas. You probably, do you have a sauna?
I do, but I don't have an ozone sauna.
Yeah, let me comment, you probably haven't. I wrote a paper about a year and a half ago because somebody asked me to analyze an ozone sauna. And I'll say this, if somebody wants to prove me wrong, please prove me wrong, but we tested one of the high-end ozone saunas and they wanted me to come in. I brought my analyzer in, tested against another analyzer first, and they were just a few miles away. And we could not find ozone at skin level, even though it was pumping a 50 gamma as fast as it could for an ozone. Well, just think of putting in a small amount of air into a huge cavity. It's hot, that breaks down ozone, and it's moist, that breaks down ozone. So I would rather say it's saunas are great, but don't worry about an ozone sauna. Get your ozone rectally. I know that's a treatment.
Yeah.
I put it in rectally. I've got a treatment, tried and true, tested, studies, the whole thing, where ozone in a sauna, and particularly don't put it into one of these gray nylon saunas because nylon breaks down with ozone. And so you don't want to put it in there either. And I go, if you want a therapy, do rectal, then take your sauna.
Yeah.
I mean, great, easy. So I've got the paper on it. If somebody wants to, they could write me, you know, info@sopmed.org, and I'd be glad to send it off to them. And if they can prove me wrong, fine. But we tried every which way, you know, hot and cold, and took the heat out and did everything. And we, Bocci wrote on it and his too. And he said, I think there might be something, but it was like one gamma at skin level. And skin's pretty impermeable for ozone. It's pretty good with oxygen. So maybe there's something, but I go, do a rectal ozone.
Yeah, when you get so much more.
Yeah.
Why would you not? I mean, the rectal ozone studied, you know, we know that works, you know, so absolutely.
Yeah. So it's a big world of ozone out there, and people need to do their own study, take a look at it. Doctors Ozone UVI, look at Simply 3.
There's other companies. Exactly. It's free. Free information, go there. Absolutely. And we'll provide the link here. I'll actually put the link here on how to get this, you know, for the price. We appreciate that, by the way, for the price our doctors get it for, you know, it's a great, great unit to have at home. So we appreciate that. As I said, we have doctors that view this, we have so many public that do it. So you offered that. I appreciate that. So, but Tom, thank you. What a wealth of knowledge on ozone. And I just can't wait for you to be at our seminar next. And which is
for our doctors out there, you know, we do trainings 4 or 5 times a year around the country and just try to put it in an airport, someplace close where they can just go in, spend 2 days. We have some that are bring your nurse the high dose especially so they can learn it. So we do a BOGO, buy one get one.
Yeah,
so we try to make it as accessible to the doctors out there too so they understand it. I always have another doctor or a doctor that trains with me since I'm not a physician, but that adds that other dynamic. What do you do in your clinic with this? How does it work with this? And it's just a great opportunity for them, really pretty inexpensive to add something. You know, I was looking at one of my small machines, the UBI machine, and it had like 1,700 hours on it. And I was just calculating real quickly. I said, they brought in $400,000 worth of business in 4 years with this little device, you know. And I think, so what, they spend, you know, on the top-end ozone machine, $4,000 or $5,000, you know. And I think, boy, they've got these tools out here. Use them, guys. If we can help you, let us know. That's what I do.
Every doctor listening should have this as part of their practice. I mean, come on. I mean, it's, you know, I mean, it's just such an amazing treatment for people. I've seen it, you know. So I've watched, you know, people transform, and, you know, we discuss the conditions. But, yeah, I mean, look, we have that. The doctors should be doing that for the – you know, doing it, your method is, I think, the best, you know, with the UV like that. And you get that high dose in 30 minutes like that. No better.
Yeah, we've had a lady whose husband had EBB chronic, which a lot of them don't have, but it was like 2 years. He was almost disabled, you know, in bed most of the time, brain fog, horrible. And he did the combination of the ozone UBI, and it took probably about 8-10 treatments, but he's fully regained. And you know how sick people get, and they feel like, I don't know how to come back from this.
Yeah.
No idea. And again, it's one tool. I want to tell, there's no silver bullet out there. No. Ozone UBI might not be it, but it certainly helps. I ran a clinic for a year, 70-80% that chronically had disorders would say, I've been significantly helped with four to five treatments. I mean, that's pretty amazing.
It really is. Hey, and they can get the $90 unit for their washing machine, garbage cans, and wash their vegetables.
They can. Yeah. It's a great little tool, too. I've got mine going day in, day out. Been running 2 years just to clean the smell out of the garbage.
I'm running right now, actually. Yeah. Oh, so where do they get that? Remind them where they get
that. That one would come from sweetwaterdistributing.com. That's kind of a catch-all. There's a few ozone things in there. There's UBI things, but we were getting too many companies, too many places, so we made Sweetwater Distributing. And you can watch a video of Fresh Thing, afreshthing.com, and you can see how to use it. And I do a couple videos on there on it. So it shows the garbage can or the cat pan or the vegetables. So afreshthing.com.
Yeah, that's awesome. Listen, we met everybody at every place we could possibly meet them, from food to washers to garbage cans to intravenous. We met them in their joints, rectum. I mean, come on. We hit it all. Yeah. Ears, nose, I mean, skin, bags. I mean, we hit it all. Great episode, Tom. I appreciate you coming on, your wealth of knowledge of this topic. I knew my viewers would absolutely love it, so thank you.
Well, I appreciate you, Dan, and what you're doing. And you know, we've got a few years left in us. Maybe we can keep doing this and helping people. And that's kind of our goal.
Yeah, so, God willing, you're right. Thanks, Tom.
All right, take care.
Well, that's it for this week. I hope you enjoyed today's episode, which was brought to you by Fastonic Molecular Hydrogen. Please check it out at getfastonic.com. We'll be back next week and every Friday at 10 a.m. Eastern. We truly appreciate your support. You can always find us at cellularhealing.tv, and please remember to spread the love by liking, subscribing, giving an iTunes review, or sharing the show with anyone who may benefit from the information heard here. And as always, thanks for listening.